ago. It took me 16 years or more to know that she probably didn't thank me for the songs that I wrote for her. Well, I wrote this one for me, and looking back, I think they all work as I grew up in a world where the tragic hero always gets the girl. I set the scene, I wrote the script, and I handed her a leading role, and she never wanted it, because no woman ever wants to be a muse, to be dragged over hot coals, to be slandered, to be used, so you can sing the world your inauthentic blues, and be the bravest, be the smartest, the most deeply tortured artist. Tell me who in their right mind would ever choose to be a muse. Took just one perspective, cause it made them a good villain, absolved them of their sins, and in the process made a killing. Best be warned not to believe this bleeding heart I wear upon my sleeve, for all the pain it might imply, there's another one out there somewhere with no right of reply, because no woman ever wants to be immune, dragged over hot coals, to be slandered, to be used, so you can sing the world your inauthentic blues, and be the bravest, be the smartest, the most deeply tortured artist. Tell me who in their right mind would ever choose to be a muse. Songs of breakups past, because no woman ever wants to be a muse, to be dragged over hot coals, to be slandered, to be used, so I can sing the world my inauthentic blues, and be the bravest and the smartest and most deeply tortured artist. Yeah, no woman ever wants to stand accused of the crimes that you wrote for her, while professing to adore her, while disparaging her honor, with all you projected on her, while you reveled in the glory, telling one side of the story. Yeah, no woman in this world would ever choose to be a muse. Yeah, now I've looked at it both ways, don't believe a word I say, and beware of anyone who ever views you as a muse, because no woman in this world would ever choose to be a muse.